The second Mishnah of the third parak teaches us Chaninas Gana Kahanim Oimer. Chaninas Gana Kahanim teaches us Ham Spal B'Shloima Shemalchos. Davin for the welfare of the government. Shlomoloi Moire Ishes Re'eyu. If not for the fear that one person has for another person, if not there was laws and regulations and civil law in the country, Chaim Belanu, one person would swallow up another person. I saw that the Sefer Soilus Lemincha explains that in many of the prokim here in Pirkei Avos, the main point is to teach us not just the lesson, is the lesson of the Mishnah. But in some of the prokim, the person who taught the halacha is the taught the Mishnah is also a very important part of what we're learning. He says we find this in the Pahasik in Kehelis. Shlomo HaMelech, who wrote Kehelis, says Hevel Havolim Oma Kehelis Hakol Hevel. Hevel Havolim Oma Hakol Hevel. With that Hey Hayidiyah Hakol Hevel. So the question is, this is a pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Ches. So there's two questions he asks on this pasuk. One question he asks is that we already taught this lesson at the beginning of Kehelis. Why is it repeated here at the end of the Sefer? And the other question is, here we see that the pasuk calls him HaKohelis. Why does the Pasuk not just say that Kohelis said it, but it says it with a Hey HaYodiyah HaKohelis? So he explains. There's someone else were to say Hevel Havolim HaKol Hevel, it would not necessarily be a lesson that we would be ready to accept. Why? Because who says that you know about everything that exists in the world, that you can make a statement, Hakol Hevel, that all is foolishness. Only somebody like Kehelis. And why was Shlomo HaMelech called Kehelis? So the Medrash says, Shehikol Kol HaChochmas VaYadiyos. He incorporated all of the knowledge of the world. He was a person that had tremendous knowledge and had tremendous experience. If he says HaKol Hevel, he's somebody that we have to accept his word because he really knows, so to speak, what's going on. And that's why the Pasuk calls him Hevel HaKohelis. HaKohelis, this special individual, Shlomo HaMelech, that knows everything that's going on in the world. He's the one that, when he says HaKol Hevel, we know that it's indeed HaKol Hevel. So the same he says regarding our Mishnah. Of course we all realize that we have to have a stable government. What does, as Shlomo HaMelech indeed says in Kehelis, in Perichas Mishnah Beis, Ani Pi Melech Shmor V'advivra Ashvuas Alkim. The Gemara Masech Tiksubis teaches us, Gimel Shvuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us make three oaths, and one was, that we have to respect the countries in which we live in. But when did Rav Chanina Sgana Kahanim live? Rav Chanina Sgana Kahanim lived at the end of the Migdash Sheni, when there was tremendous unrest between the government and the Jews. The government did not even allow us to appoint a Kohen Gadol. So says our Mishnah, Rav Chanina Sgana Kahanim, he lived in a time where there was no peace between us and the government. Where was it evident most? By the Kahuna, where they meddled even in choosing who should be the Kohen Gadol. Still, Rav Chanina Sgana Kahanim taught us how important it is to have stability in the government and to daven and pray and hope that that gets achieved. And I saw that the Sefer Yalkut Mamloyes explains this, that even though we learn in the previous Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of this Perek, where Rekavi ben Mahal Oilam Omer, Histaka Shlosh Dvarva Enat Bola De Aveira, so we would think, he says, that if we just look and follow these three things, Damain Boso, Lanat Oholuch, Lefnemiat Osalitin Din Vecheshbin, that would be enough to have stability. Tells us that will be enough for us to overcome our Yetzahara. Tells us the Tana, as much as an important lesson that previous Mishnah teaches us, that doesn't exclude the need for us to be mistalo with Shloimeh Shlomalkus. And he explains, because the wording of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Ish es Re'eu Boloi, is not coincidental. This is the kind of wording that's used usually by fish, that one fish swallows up the other fish. He says that, but unlike fish, by fish, it's the big fish that swallow up the small fish. People sometimes, even people who are equal, or sometimes people who are smaller than other people, attempt to are unable to live peacefully one with each other. What brings stability? The government. We know there's a police force, there are rules how people have to behave, and that brings a level of stability to people one with the other. And he says that's why the halacha, that's why we know that in Sukkot they brought Ayin Parim, they brought 70 kabbonis corresponding to the 70 umays, the nations in the world. What were we trying to do? We were davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the countries, the governments that exist in the world should be able to live in peace with each other. And in fact, David HaMelech says in Tehillim that Klal Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tachas Ahavosi Yistanuni Vani Sfila. Klal Yisrael tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Sfila. We daven for the stability and the peace of the countries we live in, that they should be in peace with all the other countries. And instead of appreciating what we do, Tachas Yistanuni, they hate us. We can't understand why. The Medrash says that when Mashiach comes, the nations will be particularly punished that they don't have the mitzvah of Sukkot. Why is Sukkot the mitzvah that we focus on? The answer is because Sukkot was the time where we davened and achieved peace amongst the countries of the world. And now, if they don't appreciate that Yom Tov, they will be punished for it. Moreover, he goes on to explain that when there's shalom in the world, there's panos in the world. The pasuk says, "Hasam gvuleich shalom," when there's peace by your borders, "Chelev chitim yezbiyech," then you have Baruch Hashem panosa. So he says, when we daven for the shalom shemalchus, we daven that there should, because if there will be shalom, then there will be peace and tranquility, and that peace and tranquility will bring to us peace that is so obviously necessary, bring panosa, which of course we all so much need. A sort of safer Eitz Ovis says that the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, V'dorshu es shalom he'ir. So the question is that of course it's understandable, particularly after what we just explained from the Imam Loyes, how important peace is, how peace brings shalom, how peace brings panasa.
So the question is, how does this? Why is this Mishnah put into Pirkei Avos? First of all, it's obvious. And second of all, the point of Pirkei Avos is to teach us what is the Derech HaTorah. Shalom Shamachas, even though as we're explaining, we'll continue explaining, is very important. But why is that specifically connected to the lessons that we learn in Pirkei Avos? So he explains, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sorim Ritfuni Chinam Umidvorcha Pachad Libi. He says, sometimes when a person lives with Yira, when he lives with fear of a Gashmistiga sort, he's afraid of the government, he's afraid of enemies, that fear brings to him to Yira Shemayim. Because he comes to recognize, if I won't have Hashem protect me, if I won't have Hashem take care of me, I will really be in great trouble. And that's what the Pasuk says. Sorim Ritfuni. Because I am attacked by the government, because we live in a difficult time, Mitvorcha Pachad Libi. That causes me to Yerushimayim. David HaMelech says, however, he doesn't need that. He says, Sarim Ritfuni, Chinam. Their chasing me is for no need. I don't need that fear to bring me to Yerushimayim. Mitvorcha Pachad Libi. I am in the state of Yerushimayim on myself. Says the Tana. But that's David HaMelech. The rest of us aren't that way. And that's why David HaMelech says, Ha'm mispawel b'shloyne shomalchus. Pay attention to the way a government works. And because you'll pay attention and see how governments of human beings work, that will bring you to your Shemayim. Now it's very understandable why this Mishnah is here in Pirkei Avos. Yes, the Mishnah is giving us advice how to come to Yerushimayim. One of the ways to come to Yerushimayim is by having respect for our government. The Sefer Menachem Tzion says that sometimes we find that when the government, when the country and is a state of war, they have no time to focus on making tzaris for Klal Yisrael. But when they're at peace, then they have the ability and the time to think about how they could hurt Klal Yisrael. That's what the Tana says. Have mispolo. You know when we have to daven? We have to daven at a time when it's Shlomo Shomalchus. When it's a time of relative quiet, so that's when the governments have the time and the ability to start up with us. And the only etzah that we have, maybe that's again the answer to the question that we just discussed a moment ago, which the Tan of our Mesechta is trying to teach us Yerushimayim. So he teaches us that when there's a time of Shalom Shomachus and we need to start getting worried, what is a Jew supposed to do when he has something to worry about? Have him mispalel. He should have him. And then he goes on to say, Yaakov Avinu, when he gave a bracha to his children, he said, V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerif ha'aretz. So on one hand, it's a tremendous bracha. The bracha is that the Klal Yisrael will multiply. But on the other hand, Chazal in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph, teach us, V'tas Odom Kidgei Hayom, Ma Dogim Shebiyam, Kol Agol Mechaveri, Boiles Chaveri, by the fish in the sea, the bigger fish swallow the smaller fish, Apnei Odom Amolim Mori Shemachas, Kol Agol Mechaveri, Boiles Chaveri. So that's what the Tana is saying. Yes, Yaakov Avinu gave us this tremendous bracha of v'yidgul arayv, that we should multiply like the fish. But we need to be concerned that if we're going to have the characteristics of fish, we may also have the other characteristic of fish, that we won't be able to live one with the other. Therefore, teaches us the Tana, mispalel b'shleimus hamalchus, daven for the welfare of the government, that will bring that peace. And even though you'll have the characteristics of fish, you won't have to worry about the other things. Along the same lines, I saw from Rabbi Yehuda Osad, I think he's also trying to answer this question, how does this Mishnah find its way into Pirkei Avos? So he says, because throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, there were really two leaders. There was the Navi and there was the Melech. We find it was Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi. We find it was Dovra HaMelech and Nosan HaNavi. Typically, the two offices were not necessarily able to coexist. A Melech is somebody who worries about the welfare of the country. He's supposed to be involved with the people of the country. And the Navi is involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tells us the Tana, have mispala b'shloimus hamalchus, come to the recognition that we need both. It's not just enough to have the Navi. It's not just enough to have a person who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. You also have to have, we're all supposed to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, but you can't just have people who are separated from the rest of the world. You have to have people that have in them malchus as well. And in fact, he goes on to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was the model of an individual who had both characteristics. And in fact, he says, going back in our shir, we're mentioning a number of times psukim from Kehelis. The pasuk says, Bikish Kehelis Lias Kemosha. So the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bey Aleph explains, the pasuk says in Kehelis, Bikish Kehelis Limtzu Derei Chayfetz. Explains the Gemara, Bikish Kehelis Lias Kemosha. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yotza Baska V'Omaloi V'Ksoiv Yosha Divrei Emes. Whatever it says in the Torah is Emes. And in the Torah it says, V'Loi Kam Novi Oy B'Yisrael Kemosha. So the question is obvious. If there's a pasuk that anybody who ever opened up a chumash knows, that says, V'loi kam oy navi b'Yisrael kamaisha, there never was and there never will be anyone like Moshe Rabbeinu, so Shlomo HaMelech obviously knew that pasuk. So Shlomo HaMelech knew that pasuk. How did he daven, Bikas kahelis lis kamaisha? How did he want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is, Shlomo HaMelech knew that he could never be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one leader in Klal Yisrael that incorporated both offices. He was the Melech and he was the Navi. And Shlomo HaMelech wanted that he too should have that ability of carrying both roles. Says the pasuk, "Vleikom kosev yoshe divrei emes." The Torah says that there only was and there only will be one Moshe Rabbeinu. There has to be a Navi. And there has to be a Melech, but there has to be both. And that's what our Tana is teaching us. I saw the Sefer Imre Yaakov makes an observation. He says, certainly, by the nations of the world, the fact that they have a king is very positive, because that's what keeps them in check, that they should act appropriately. But on the other hand, by Klal Yisrael, having a king is not really something so positive. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't so happy when Klal Yisrael asked for a king, as we learn in Navi Shmuel. Because Klal Yisrael has Dayonim, Klal Yisrael has Rabbonim, Klal Yisrael has a Sanhedrin, they don't necessarily need a king. Says the Tanava Mishnah, have mispala b'shloima, even in a time when there is shalom in the world, even in a time when there's shalom in the world, we need to daven b'shloima shamalkus. We need to daven for the peace of the government. Because the Akum, without having stable governments, who knows what could be. And he goes on to say, because in a time when there is no stability in a country, then the Jews could be victims. Only because the stability is their hope that we can be, that we can rest comfortably. But then he says a very interesting pshat. He says, sometimes when the government gives us too much, gives the Jews freedom and gives the Jews rights, we need to be concerned that we will mingle with them, we will intermarry with them. The pasuk says, "V'yaretz Esav lekrosoi." Esav came running towards Yaakov Avinu, v'yachapkeu, and he hugs him, v'yipel atzavoroi v'yashkeu, and he kisses him. And the pasuk says, "V'yifku." When Yaakov Avinu sees that there is that Esav wants to be his friend, Esav wants to hug and kiss him, that's the time for Yifku, when we need to be worried. And he goes into a interesting analysis that we find that that was the whole issue, what happened in the time of Mordechai and Esther, in the time that we had the Gzeir of Haman. He says, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, V'yav ha-melechus Esther mikol ha-noshim, V'tiso chem v'chesel ufana mikol ha-psulis. So he says, if you look at this, it's interesting. Esther, the Gemara Masechta Megillah says, Eurakroikus. She wasn't particularly pretty. She had a greenish complexion. All the beauty, Esther wasn't interested in being the queen. And there were all so many beautiful, pretty girls who were so anxious to become the queen of Ahasuerush that were brought to the palace. And from that all, Ahasuerus chose Esther to be his queen. And Esther, so what should have been the reaction of the people? The action of Klal Yisrael should have been, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing such nisim for us. Such incredible miracles. But that wasn't their reaction. Their reaction was, "Achosh yesh lanu bebeis hamelech." We have a sister in the we have a sister who's the queen. We have nothing to worry about. We don't have to worry about Torah mitzvahs. We don't have to be concerned. We have a queen. And Mordechai was telling them, "I told Esther ashloi tagid that she shouldn't say she's a Jew." Why did Mordechai specifically give Esther that directive? Because Mordechai didn't want that Klal Yisrael should rely on the king. He didn't want them to say, well, we have a sister who's a queen, we have nothing to worry about. Mordechai said, the king doesn't know she's Jewish. But it didn't make a difference. And then we find, further in the Megillah, when Mordechai was the one that told Achashverosh about the plan that Bigson Viserys had to kill him. And Mordechai was the one that saved the king. So he says, that was a tremendous miracle, and the king was extremely grateful to Mordechai for this, for the fact that he saved him. Again, what should have been the perspective of the people of Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us incredible nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made
that Mordechai should be the one to save the life of the king. But what was their attitude? Their attitude was, now we certainly have nothing to worry about. The king is beholden to Mordechai, who saved his life. So Mordechai saved his life, and he's beholden to him. And Esther is his wife. So we're in great shape, and we could do whatever we want. But what does the Pasuk say after that episode with Bigsan Viserysh? The Pasuk says, V'yigdal. And the Pasuk says that after all of this, Gidl HaMelech Achashverosh is Haman. What was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending them? When you start relying on the king, when you start relying on the queen, and you don't recognize and realize that it's really all from me, Hashem, then Gidl HaMelech Achashverosh. That's what the Tanna is teaching us. Have a mispalo shel b'shloime shel malchus. When you live in a time of shloime shel malchus, daven that you shouldn't rely on the shloime shel malchus. Daven and recognize, have a mispalo. Recognize that our Yeshua and that our good fortune only comes from being mispalo, from being davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And moreover, if indeed there is Baruch Hashem Shloime Shel Malchus, so that should only be a reason for us to be mispalim more. How can we live and be at a time when the Shloime Shel Malchus, when the stability in the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinta Begalusa, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Golus together with us until we come back to Eretz Yisrael with a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. So when we see Shalom Shel Malchus, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that Shalom, we are supposed to be mispalo v'sachsena einenu, that we should be zoicha b'mehera b'shufch l'tzion b'rachamim.